Give me a sense of what was working a little better for you guys tonight in the red zone.
Just executing, beating them at the punch a lot of times. Still not as efficient as we would like, especially running the ball down there. Got to be better, but we want to be good in this division, and that's a good way to start. Hey.
What happened on the fumble there at the goal line?
Man, I was trying to reach the ball, being stupid. I know that's not an opportunity, but I really wanted to score right there, you know, to really put him away and selfish decision. So karma came back quick.
How big was that first quarter drive for you? Three touches to start, three touches to end it.
It's good, man. That's something that I've been wanting more, is touches in this offense. More opportunities to be in space, more opportunities to catch the ball. Had a couple catches, I think one or two. And so that's good. And, you know, just to see how well me and Theo came in and out, I think that's vintage in our offense right now.
I know you guys never call something a must-win, and nor did you before this game, but how big was this against your team?
We knew. Every division game counts for two. That's something that Matt emphasized all week. He was like, man, this one counts for two. We need everybody to be keyed in. And he led the way today. His air attack was crazy. And I love watching it. I love blocking for him. So I give this win to Matt, man. He really put us on the shoulders.
Was this as complete a win all around as
no,
you guys have had?
No. Nah, I put two on the ground. That's unexcusable. One, that was really debatable. The other one was selfish. But it's not complete, and it's a good sign. Put up, 30 points or so? What was it, 30? Before the 30? And won the complete game.
Did you think you were down when the play was over?
They blew the whistle. They definitely blew the whistle. That's the thing about some of those plays. It's like you can't review it, the sound and on replay. But it's crazy because one guy came in doing one thing, another guy came in doing another. Just don't leave it up to the replay.
I think you played after that series with the second fumble. Was that because of the fumbles?
Probably. But we got the win, so it's good.
How do you approach that going forward? I mean, you hadn't had any fumbles since rookie year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to keep doing the same thing I do. I play running back, man. You know what I mean? I get the ball a lot. It's not an excuse, but it happens. As long as it happens less times and more often. You know, he'd be good.
You were here in 2015 when the Lions broke that streak against the Packers here at Lambeau. How did this one compare to that?
Be respectful. Let me face you. This is a lot better. We felt like we had a better control of this game. Defense played lights out again. Offensively, a lot better in the red zone. Ebron's the guy y'all need to talk to. He's real colorful right now. But it was a much more secure win.
I want to get your perspective on the Rock'em Sock'em Robots celebration. You were one of the ones controlling.
Did you like that? Yeah, it was kind of a spur of the moment. We were driving up. It was a long drive from Alberton to Green Bay. So we were like, man, we got to do something creative. These teams are outgunning us. And Ebron was like, yo, let's act like we're playing video games. Whoever scores is going to win. Make it cool. And I think it was executed pretty good.
You got to be the winning controller.
I know. Everything I dreamed of, you know. That's why I play in the NFL.
You came up with that during the
to celebrate,
drive.
Right? Huh?
You came up with that during the drive?
Nah, during the drive here, yeah. Yeah, Ebron, bro. That was all him. Talking about the video game. Celebration? Video game?